Finances.
If he asks her to marry him and she says no, you'd say that she has
rejected him.
And if they go to the church and the vows are pronounced, then they are
man and wife.
And the fellow who goes with the groom is called the
best man.
And the one with the bride?
Bridesmaid.
And after the wedding, the neighbors may gather together and have a
reception.
Would this be one of those where there are horns and shotguns?
Oh, no, that's chivalry.
That was quite an event, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was there any particular clothing that the groom was supposed to have for a wedding, or is supposed to have for a wedding? Not by decree, but just by custom.
Well, I just don't know.
Is there anything he buys, usually?
Well, generally he has a black suit.
Uh-huh. Probably
white tie.
An old suit, or
no? They generally have a new suit, don't they? I guess some of them have an old suit, I guess.
I was interested here, particularly in the pronunciation of new and suit. Now, when I say it, it's new suit. I grew up in Michigan and in California, and these were the common pronunciations. But in most of Oklahoma, it's new suit,
yeah,
or something approaching, yeah, this, but not in all of Oklahoma. On Saturday night, in the country, when they had a fiddler and maybe an accordion player.
Country dance.
Uh-huh. The day in the spring, the last day of school, is called the day that school
is out.
And in the fall, the first day of school is called the day that school
begins.
Uh-huh. A boy who starts to school but doesn't quite make it because perhaps he goes fishing.
He failed.
And what did he do on this particular day, would you say?
Well, he's played hooky.
Hmm? But he should go to school to get an
education.
And when he goes to school, he'll start in the
first grade.
And he may finish school and then go on to
college.
Was there any special, or is there any special, well, let's put it this way. Is there still such a thing as a racket store?
Well, they used to, they have 5 and 10 cent stores, not about the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Racket store, just called a little, long time ago, they used to carry cheap articles like they have in a 5 and 10 mm-hmm. cent store now.
Now, was this just any store that carried cheap articles, or was it a...
No, they generally, a racket store, they didn't have any high-priced goods at all. Everything was cheap nearly in there. Just about like a 5 and 10 cent store.
If you want to borrow a book, you'd go to the city
library.
And to buy stamps, you'd go to the
post office.
And if you come to a strange town and want to spend the night, you'd stop at the
hotel.
And if you wanted a play or a movie, you'd go to the
theater.
If you were ill, you'd go to the
hospital.
And you would be cared for by a doctor and
nurse.
And if you wanted to take the train, you'd go to the
depot.
If you wanted to catch the bus, you'd go to the
bus station.
Now the courthouse is located in the
county seat.
And it's located in particular in the county seat.
City Square.
In, I think it was Lawton where they had these things. Early form of public transportation that ran on steel rails.
Streetcars.
If you were on one of these and saw the place where you wished to leave and you couldn't ring the bell or anything, what would you ask the conductor?
To stop them and get on to get off.